Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, I heard that you just sold one of your new sculptures.
Praise the Lord, Roy. Yes, we do. You know, that's how we eat at our house, and we buy beans and potatoes that go with the deer meat and squirrel meat that we eat. And we has just had the president, Dr. Adam Wright of Dallas Baptist University, order the number one Yeshua, the new sculpture, the life-size bust that I did.
And which just is ordered the valuable first one. When it's the number one.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's even valuable when it's not. But it's really special when you get the number one. And DBU got my number one Fisher Man many, many years ago, and they've been big fans, and we've been great fans of the college. And anyways, it was just great that it touched the hearts of the new president. And they're going to have it at Dallas Baptist at the entrance of one of their big buildings right on the inside lobby, I think.
One more time now, let's let people know if they – are interested in getting some of your sculptures, they get more information how?
Just go to the website. We have a Griner Art website that's separate from the Coming King, and it's our business and how we are able to give. But it's www.maxgrinerart.com, maxgrinerart.com, and Griner is just G-R-E-I-N-E-R. So,
okay. Yeah, thank you, Max.
You bet.
Let's talk about the miracle of the week.
Well, you know, we had a wild man come in, see us here this week, and Bobby Dindy from Phoenix, Arizona. And he came through town, and he'd been here 5 years before. And I got to see him and my good friend Chris Daniel that's been on the board. And we met up at the garden, and we're praying and talking, and we all got stories and don't have enough time and more stories than we got time. But anyways, after we got through talking and praying, I walked away towards my car, and we were going to go eat lunch. And I passed two ladies at the picnic table, and I could looked over at them, and I could see they were hoping I'd walk over, and they knew who I was. And so I walked over and just to say a blessing prayer over them. So I just walked over to those two ladies, and I just said, "Hey, ladies, I'm sorry I've got to go to an appointment that I've got right now, but let me just speak a blessing over you." And I said, "Lord, bless these ladies up here on the mountain, and show them your glory." And instantly they were covered in the Shekinah glory gold dust. Their hands were just had hundreds of particles. It looks like glitter.
Had they ever been there before?
I think both had. But anytime you see the visible presence of God, the Shekinah is what the Bible, the Jews call it, and it's the sparkling substance, the literal visible presence of God, and it formed on these two ladies, and of course, it supercharged their prayer time right after I left. So I left the mountain. God stayed. But that's just one of those miracles. And that miracle happens to thousands of people. And it's just really a precious experience.
Max, we have our special guest back this week. Yeah. If you would, again, introduce him.
Well, we have Bobby Dendy, the guy in this story that I just shared. And Bobby is a great man of God. He's a worship evangelist. He is retained by different concert groups and ministry groups to do a lot of the music, and he's like a professional DJ, but now he focuses on God, but he goes where God tells him to go, and so a lot of those places are no-pay places, and he just goes on faith.
Sounds like some of my deals, Bobby.
And he just trusts God to take care of it, and he basically stays at a place until God gives him the money to get to the next place and tells him how to do it. But he's got a wonderful story, and he's the one responsible for the wonderful 24/7 music that we have playing around that cross. And there are just thousands and thousands of people have been blessed by it, and so we're just happy to have Bobby back.
Well, Bobby, welcome back. 5 years ago in 7/19/12, you found the empty cross.
Yeah. You know, in the process of that was, when the Lord had asked me to turn around and come back to the mountain and walk up to that mountain and getting the brochure from the mailbox and calling and leaving the information about how to get a hold of me and me coming back, I thought maybe when I talked to Max, I'd stay for like a week or so, but I didn't realize I was going to stay for 40 days, you know. And part of what I do is wherever God sends me, I stay as long as he tells me to stay. I don't want to be a minute late, and I don't want to be a minute short wherever he's asking me to be. And obviously, you know, it was a divine appointment. And so when we started on 7/19, we started doing 24/7 worship. It opened a door to meet hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And you can imagine at this time, it's just the beautiful cross, and it just rocks up there. There's nothing else. And I got an easy-up tent. I got power to some speakers, and I'm just playing worship music from in the morning until about midnight and meeting all kinds of people from all kinds of places. And eventually when one of the stations, news stations, came out and did an article about, you know, me being there and Max, whatever, that opened up a floodgate.
Yeah, that was
visitors.
TV stations. Yeah. TV came and the newspapers came.
Yeah, it opened a floodgate. And you know, many people would, come and they would just, it was amazing to watch people with their car doors come to this top of the road, their dirt road, and then open the door and take off their shoes. There's no sign that Max has.
It's probably because it's a holy. They considered it a holy.
Oh, absolutely!
Site.
But they're from every kind of background, every race, everything. You know, it wasn't like the sign says, "Take off your shoes; you're on holy ground." And so I'm about 40, 50 yards away, watching this play every single day. I watch people take off their shoes and just, you know, gingerly walk across the rocks to get close to the cross. Some people actually would get out of the car and crawl from their car to the center.
This is before the garden. Picture this. It's just a big cross on a rocky hill and curve.
And a mound of dirt.
There's no garden. There's no trees. There's no flowers. It's just the cross.
What did you experience on the mountain?
You know, so many things. I was just trying to think. We were talking about just sharing some of the stories. I said, God, which one do you want? Or which is highlighted to me when they all were. But I would ask people all the time, simple question, what do you feel or what do you sense? And this would come back so many times. They would say, I feel peace, and I feel power. And I said, do you want to know who's responsible for that peace and power? And it's Jesus. And they went, oh, my gosh, I never knew this was available. I never knew this existed at all. And these are people from various backgrounds. Many of them, I would say, how'd you get here? I don't know. I was just driving down the freeway, and something told me, something grabbed the wheel, something pulled me to this mountain, and I don't even know why. And those stories would continue, and they're endless stories, you know. But that was an ongoing sort of experience that many people were having all the time. Many of them could not explain what they felt. I tell people when Jesus shows up, the sinner and the saint both know somebody's there.
Well,
right?
You know,
think
right.
about that.
I've been there before when I first started. And, you know, when you talk to one or two of these people over a long period of time, it could just be chance. But when you're up there and go up there for 2 or 3, 4 hours and you get 6, 7 people that you talk to that say the same thing, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And you do this over years, well, sooner or later you get it. Yeah. There's a God deal working here, because how would all these people come to this? Some of them didn't even know it was up there. They turned off to get some gas, and the next thing you know, they made the wrong turn, and they went up there. I've had them tell me that all the time.
It's truly amazing.
Very powerful.
And I know as they've dedicated the sculpture, the cross, and everything unto the Lord has answered. And many of those answers are the very people that are coming, experiencing, and having an encounter with Jesus Christ for the very first time. How they relate and what they say about it, it's different. So you got to pick up, you know, what they're saying, what they're feeling, and help them.
You prophesied over Max. What did you say? You remember?
When I first got there and I got in the cross, and what God showed me was I saw the windows of heaven. If you can imagine huge, big windows of heaven opening up, and people go, well, that's, no, just imagine huge windows opening up. And if you've ever seen Niagara Falls or seen pictures of it, that's what was pouring out from heaven, and it was hitting the base of the cross. And this is when I first got there, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, wow, it's like I'm watching a television show, but I'm living in it, and I'm at the base of the cross, and I just see this, the presence of God, like a waterfall hitting, cascading up. And the Lord said, within 50 miles of every direction, I will pour out my spirit from this cross. And that's what I relayed to Max, and that's what I talked to him about on Monday, but that's what I saw. And when I had picked up that brochure, I just called and said, I'd seen something. If you want to know what I've seen, call me back. And that's what led me, Max, to meet you on Monday. And then I shared that with you. And then you said, you know, basically like, well, what do you want to do about it? And I said, I think I'm supposed to be here for 7 days and seven nights. And you said, then do it.
Mm-hmm. Max, what did you think of this wild man when you met him?
Well, you know, again, it's these kind of divine appointments happen to Sherry and me all the time, but it's amazing every time it happens, because we had a need, and we wanted live worship music, but we didn't know how to make it happen. We just had the desire. And right as we're about to go into the garden and open the front entrance 5 years ago for the public, God sends this wild man out of the blue that was just tooling it down the highway across the United States, and he senses the presence of God. And so it was, I knew he was an answered prayer. And so it's been a joy to get to, you know Bobby and to hear and all the experiences of what he has happened to him while he was up there. And so we just began a great relationship, and the music has just been a major part of the experience up at the cross. And so we believe God sent him, that he was, and, you know, God's still doing that.
I can speak from my own perspective. There's many, many times that I go up there and I sit, nobody's around sometimes, just listen to the music. And I can tell you from my personal standpoint how much a blessing it's been to me and how much I enjoy that music, because it really does make the experience to have that music.
It's all about Jesus. And basically how it happens is all that the music and the various artists that are put together is his playlist. He gives me the title of it, and then he gives me the artist, and it's put together, and that's what you're hearing.
Now, here's a good question mm-hmm. that I'm sure inquiring minds want to mm-hmm. know. You were there for 40 days and 40 nights. What did you do? You were at the cross.
Yeah.
What did you do for 40 days and 40 nights? You had no TV, mm-mm. you know, no stimulus mm-mm. like that. Mm-mm. So what did you do?
About 6 o'clock in the morning every day, I would get – I had an ice chest, and I wanted to make sure people had water on the mountain and, you know, whatever. And so I'd get the ice chest and go down and get ice and water, and I'd go up there, and I start playing music from the morning all the way into midnight. And, you know, people start – it was really crazy because people start bringing me food and start – you know, they're feeding the prophet. You know, I was like, hey, great. That's great. I really appreciate that. And next thing I realized, I love Texas food. I love this food here. People can cook and everything. So I was already supersized to begin with, so I wasn't turning down any food. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, I wanted to tell you one of the stories that even traveling here today – can I tell you this really quick? One of the situations that happened, it was a Saturday afternoon. A couple had come from San Antonio. They were praying inside the cross. And it was probably the next week, like midweek, this girl came up in mid-30s, and she's crying, she's weeping. She says, were you here on Saturday when my family's here? And I'm thinking, there were hundreds of people there. And she said, they were inside the cross. My brother has a blood condition, his blood clots in his body. There were no answers. It was thousands of dollars for shots to bring some type of healing to my brother, and they didn't think they could do it. My mom and dad came here and prayed Saturday. And when they did the test on Monday, there were absolutely no blood clots in his body. And she said, I just can't believe it. We're here. And they had like 20 of their relatives inside that cross. She said, we need marriages fixed. We need healings fixed. We got kids that are taken by CPS. And this is a place of miracles, signs, and wonders. And she said, can I have a rock? I cannot tell you how many people would ask me all the time, can I have a rock? Can I have a rock? From all different backgrounds, they wanted to bring something from that mountain. And she said, I said, yes. I mean, how is that possible? They came, they were at a point of contact where God was, they had a request before the Lord, and it blew the doctors away. No blood clots.
I want to make a point. If you're listening right now and you think all these things we're saying is just hot air, that's fine. But come to the cross in Kerrville and go up there and spend your own time and have your own miracle, and you won't think it's a joke anymore. Is that
no, absolutely not. You know, and that same family came back a week later. A little boy asked for a rock. I gave him a rock, and then they came back with another testimony. He was to have knee surgery. He took that rock, and he said, "Lord, I know you're real," and he put the rock, and this will blow a lot of people away, on his knee, and his knee was healed. How is that possible? Was it a point of contact, Max? I mean, do we have a Bible reference to someone taking cloth and putting it on people and being healed or demons? God, someone took something from that mountain, which was anointed of God, touched it, point of contact, and that little boy was healed.
Amen.
Yeah. Bobby, there's a lot of people out there listening right now. What would you like them to know about God?
You know, again, it goes back to that he's real, you know, and many people, that's one of the things that I just pray peace, that he is the Prince of Peace. If you need peace today, you can't buy it, rent it, or get it. But if you'll ask him to come and he'll come into your life and come into your heart, the Prince of Peace will come.
Max, how do people reach us right now if they're listening?
Yeah, just go to the website. These stories are happening all the time to thousands of people. They're wonderful. They're all in the Bible, by the way, this kind of activity. This is what the Bible says is going to happen with the real God. But the website is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And it's just a great place to meet Jesus, the real God. And it's not a religious deal. It's a personal presence that will come, and you'll get to meet him up on the mountain.
Max and Sherry Greiner and Bobby Dendy, thank you for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry again, here to bring you some more comments. And here we have the first one is from a tour guide chaplain from the Coming King Foundation. And she says, "Dear Sherry and Max, in order for the Lord's will to be done in Kerrville, the Lord took you as a couple on a journey that no one else would or could complete. Because of your willingness to be obedient to what most looked like an impossible venture, you began a work with steadfastness and much opposition, with a boldness in your mission and a vision from God that in the beginning seemed like an impossible dream. Your trust and faith has been remarkable to watch and see. What God can and will do through obedience. I just wanted you both to know how much I esteem your faithfulness. I pray God gives you the desires of your heart and that your latter days be more than you would ever dream. Wait and see what God will do. May he give you more peace, joy, and knowing that your race is not over. Your desires, plans, and purposes are being heard. The Father's love for you is all you have asked for and beyond. You are greatly loved and admired for who you are. God bless. Love in Christ." And this is from our sweet, dear friend from church, Nancy Russell, whom we've known for years and years. And she's the sweetest lady, and I just hope I can be more like her someday. She's wonderful. Okay, the next one is from Linda Force. "I am so very thankful you listened to the Holy Spirit when he called you both to build the Coming King Sculpture Garden in Kerrville. I am wowed every time I step foot in his garden. God bless you both with all the desires of your hearts. I love you both, and I love working for Jesus." And this was Linda Force. From Darla from Kerrville, sent in to TripAdvisor website, this comment: "Very inspiring. This place just keeps getting better and better each time I go. Always something new to see and inspire me." From McQueenie, Texas, Vicki Churchill said, "I just wanted to express my deep appreciation and thanks for all you do. May the Lord pour his bountiful blessings upon you at the Coming King Foundation. Victory in Jesus." And the next one is from Domingo and Francis Hernandez, and they said, "Absolutely beautiful. So happy we came. Please pray for my entire family." And the last one I have for you today is from Steve H. from TripAdvisor website, and Steve says, "Great views. My family and I love strolling here. Great views, a good feel, good place to go for a walk on a cool evening." And that's all I have for today, but I'll have more next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.